panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Here is what a satisfied AquaPoolCare customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by AquaPoolCare, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Tip Julie Road Rage, we're at WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Rocky Top Ron says you can take Drew Locke off that list because his offensive coordinator is Derek Dooley. Yeah, no, look, I think Drew Locke has gotten better every year. And I appreciate the sentiment of that tweet, though, Ron, especially coming from your perspective. But cleanliness is next to godliness. the thing is,
I forgot about him.
Yeah, the thing is, because we had Derek Dooley on the show, remember?
Yeah.
He was a very strange guy. Nice enough guy, just odd. Peculiar, but nice. I think Drew Locke has improved every year. He still has some proving to do. He still makes some mistakes at big times, but I think one thing that's improved with Drew Locke is his arm strength. When I saw him as a freshman, he was a 4-star quarterback who just exhibited no arm strength whatsoever. And you don't see a lot of guys improve significantly in that category, but Drew Locke has improved significantly in the category of arm strength and has become a better and better quarterback. Columbia has tied it up with England as well. I picked Columbia in this. It seems to me that, a tournament at one point seemed like it was going against the South American teams now seems like it could be loaded with them at the end. We shall see. All right, to the list. And here's what I've done, thanks to the texter. I've decided to add his suggestion of Justin Fields. And what we're going to do is, we're going to start from the bottom, all right? in no particular, and we're going to go through it until we get to one. All right. And since I don't exactly know what these numbers are in terms of how many people I have in this list now, especially now the added fields, I think there are about 23 or 24. We're going to start from the bottom and just work our way to the top. All right. So starting at the bottom, we're going to have a tie for the bottom spot. And the tie for the bottom spot is going to be Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. And in Texas says Ethiopian Blackman of Florida State. Well, you know, and I've had other people ask me about, in fact, I had Florida Gator ask me, no Blackman or Francois. No, I'm not going to put Blackman or Francois because I don't know which one's quarterbacking. These other situations, I have an inkling. I don't know who's quarterback in Florida State. Listen, I like both of those guys, and I think they both have the potential to be really good. I think Francois is still the better of the two. But I don't know what his physical state is. I don't know what his mental state is. I don't know any of that. Ryan from Greer wants to know about the Atlanta Braves and said he had just tuned in. Yeah, Ryan, obviously I still think the Braves are going to make the playoffs. As we said in our last conversation a week or two ago on this subject, the Braves have surprised me. I thought there would be a correction. I didn't think they could go through the whole season playing this way, but they continue to play well. They're on a difficult road trip and have won the first four games. That win last night was tremendous. They got great late bullpen help. You know, I thought there was a time, was it bottom of the ninth or bottom of the tenth, when I thought the Braves were in trouble, and they managed to work their way out of it. It was a great game, and the Braves showed some grit and determination. And look, sweeping St. Louis on the road, no easy task either. So there's no way you could draw up a better start to a long road trip than the start the Braves are off to. You know, I think tonight's game is the important game in determining this series, because I have no confidence in Julio Teheran right now, none at all. So, you know, if the Braves don't win tonight, then they won't win this series in my estimation. But, you know, look, they're still playing tremendous baseball any way you look at it. And they've held together for much longer than I thought they would. And now, you know, some of the help has arrived, like Acuna, and he's playing really well. So we'll say, Texas Walt, if either Blackman or Francois had better protection, would they be on the list? Yeah, look, you know, listen, here's the thing. I like both those guys. I think they're both potentially top 25 quarterbacks. In fact, I'm even okay with putting them on the list. And if I put them on the list, I'd put them above Lawrence and Fields right now because they've played. And I'm okay with that. I don't know what to do with them. At the time that I excluded them, I considered them, excluded them intentionally because they are in a new offense. I don't know who the starter is. I don't know what guy we're talking about. You know, I bounced Kansas State because I don't know which of their two guys are starting. You know, I'm assuming in Clemson's case that it's going to be Kelly Bryant to start. I'm assuming in Georgia's case it's going to be Jake Fromm to start, and that's why I put those guys on there. In the Florida State case, I really don't have the foggiest idea which of those two guys it's going to be. I think they're both good. You know, I think they can both play. I think Francois, prior to the last injury, I mean, I think he was going to develop into a college superstar capable of leading his team to a national championship. I actually think that the new offensive scheme is going to benefit both of them, because I think it's going to help protect them. It's going to make it easier. Once their offensive line is caught up with the conditioning element of it, then I think that they're going to find life a lot easier in this system than in Jimbo Fisher's pro-style system. I think it'll help improve the play of the offensive line. And there are certainly weapons with Florida State, although the receivers remain unproven. And that's an issue that both of those players face. But I'm okay. If we want to put them together, I'm willing to do that. So here's what we'll do. I'm putting Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields in the bottom spot on the list. I think both have enormous potential. They both will one day rise up this list, maybe as soon as this year, and maybe move all the way towards the top of it. But for the time being, because neither have taken a college snap, and they're not, well, because neither have taken a college snap, I'm putting them in the bottom rung of this list. The next spot on the list then will go to the Florida State quarterbacks, regardless of which one it is, whether it's Blackman, DeAndre Francois, I don't care which one it is. Francois and Blackman, that combination will be next on the list. Whatever that number turns out to be, it might be 24 now, we'll see. We'll put them in that spot on the list. I just think that they both have ability. There are just a lot of questions about both of them. All right, the next guy on my list, again, bottom rung is Lawrence Fields. Next rung is Francois Blackman, the Florida State quarterbacks. The next spot on my list is going to Nick Fitzgerald. And I know there are some that think Fitzgerald should be higher than this. Fitzgerald is a better runner than he is a thrower. I have two problems with Nick Fitzgerald right now. Problem number one is he has not improved as a passer in any appreciable way. And I thought he would by now. I thought he would get better in that regard. The other issue I have with Fitzgerald is when we last saw him, he endured the worst injury, one of the worst football injuries I've ever seen collegiately. That bone was out of his leg. There's no way to describe it. If you have a weak stomach, don't go look it up. It was not pretty. And he was limited in the spring, and I don't know that he still isn't limited. I watched that injury, and it almost doesn't compute that someone's coming back from that injury and is going to stay strong and good. Obviously, he has youth on his side. I hope that works out for him. I hope he becomes all that he can be. But from my standpoint, all that he can be right now is the next spot on the list, because I just can't place him higher than that right now. I think he has potential, but I don't think he's a good passer, as I indicated. And therefore, when you combine the injury with the fact that he's just not developed as a passer to any degree, that's where I place him. All right. I'm looking for the next spot on the list. You're welcome to make suggestions if you want. My next spot is going to go to Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley at 22. Well, we'll see if it's 22, because we've added a few. But Nate Stanley is a tough, pretty gifted kid. He's got a plus arm. It's not elite, but scale of 1 to 10, he's probably a 6.5. Texas says, I'll take Fitzgerald over Bentley all day and twice on Sunday. He would definitely win unless we're playing South American soccer players on there. I'm not so sure about that. I think that Fitzgerald just has too much to prove right now. Again, given his failure to develop as a passer and given the nature of that injury, those are two things I have to consider in this conversation. I can't even think of him as being 100% healthy right now, because I don't know that that's in his wheelhouse. I don't know if he's capable of being 100% healthy. It's been a while since that injury, and I think it's sort of out of sight, out of mind for people. Because I hear people talk about Fitzgerald like there's nothing wrong with him. They'll talk about, Mississippi State's going to be great because they have, Nick Fitzgerald. He's going to be great. But, go watch the play again if you need a reminder. I don't know how anybody can anticipate that at this point. So it's those two factors that have Fitzgerald lower on the list for me. The next guy on my list is Jake Bentley. Now, I know there are going to be some South Carolina fans who don't like where I'm putting Bentley on this list. And I understand that. But Bentley needs to prove some things. And I'll get back to this in a minute. Let me get Jeff in here. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a Clemson fan. I called in yesterday and I was talking about Lawrence should not start over Kelly Bryant. But that being said, if you take every quarterback in the country right now, project him out 3 years, Lawrence is by far and above the best of all of them. He's going to be the number one draft. He's going to be a number one pick in the NFL draft in 3 years.
Well, he has that potential, but there's just so many things that can go wrong along the line. He has to prove himself at the collegiate level. So, you know,
Peyton Manning.
Say again.
He's the next Peyton. He's Peyton Manning.
Well, he's a lot different than Peyton Manning. He's a much better athlete than Peyton Manning, but he has a three-quarter throwing motion that's more similar to Phillip Rivers. Of course, that motion worked for Rivers, but he has a strong arm. He when he fills out, he should play at 240 pounds eventually. You know, so he has unlimited potential. There's no question about that.
Okay. I had to pull over because I'm all this Jake Bentley stuff. Okay, let's. I got two things I'm going to get off the air. Well, let me step back. Who's the quarterback for Central Florida? Do you have him on the list?
Yeah, Mackenzie Milton.
Okay, you have him on there because they won. Okay. All right, but Jake Bentley, I can tell you right now, Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence, Chase Bryce are all better than Jake Bentley. And I can tell you there are probably about 50 quarterbacks in the country, and I can't even name them. And I'll tell you why. If you looked at Jake Bentley, all you need to know about Jake Bentley, 2 years ago in Clemson, if you looked at his eyes, if you look when they did a close-up, I've never seen a quarterback look as scared as he did that first time he came to Clemson.
Yeah, Jeff, the only thing I'll say about that, if you were playing with that talent against Clemson's talent, you would have been scared too.
I don't care. Deshaun, but you know what? A guy like Deshaun, or you look at the great quarterbacks, you look at the guys like a Lawrence, or you look at a Deshaun, I don't care who they were playing with, they have something different. Jake Bentley is a if you go A to F, he's a C minus. That guy, I wish he would play quarterback at Carolina for the next 40 years. Clemson would be 40-0.
Yeah.
The guy.
Well,
is
you
so
know, again,
overrated.
Jeff, look, when Jake Bentley came to South Carolina, I said he would never beat Clemson. That doesn't mean he's not one of the 25 best quarterbacks in the country.
He's not even close.
He is. He is in that group, Jeff. Close. I know every quarterback in the country, Jeff.
I can tell you he's
in that group.
Sorry. Well, I respect you. I think you know what you're talking about most of the time. But Jake Bentley is not one of the top 25 quarterbacks in the country.
All right, Jeff.
Football. There is no way.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Well, you know, again, here's the thing. Bentley is in that range in terms of quarterbacks. You have to know what else is out there. You have to know what 130 teams have at the position. I do. And I can tell you that Jake Bentley is in that range of quarterback. And again, when you're making projections on players, you're making projections on their improvement and their potential improvement. When you're making a projection on Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, you're talking about what will be. Well, Jake Bentley has not had an offensive line. He's not had a lot of help. And there are elements of Jake Bentley that are pretty good. As I've indicated, he's been terribly inconsistent, but part of that has to do with the inconsistency of the players around him. Yeah. Now, did he get killed by Clemson? Yeah. You know, here's the thing. You know, I'll hear people say, well, you know, this team or that team got whooped by Clemson, or, you know, that they can't beat Clemson now. Or, well, who does beat Clemson now? I mean, it's, you know, that's not a fair way to judge anybody. You know, people just excuse LeBron James and his performance in the finals because his team's performance, because they lost to a better team. You know, don't get it twisted. And, you know, Texter here has it. Do I like Jake Bentley? No. Is he a top 20 type quarterback in college? Yes. It's just that simple. He is. He's in that range. He's in this range. I could have put other guys ahead, but I think Bentley has some potential. I think he has some potential. And I think he'll play pretty well this year. What you'll see this year is the best version you've seen yet of Jake Bentley. Players get better. His offensive line's going to be a little better. His running game's going to be a little better. His receivers are going to be a little better. And he's going to benefit as a result. He will improve. There is talent there to work with. He has ability. And I think that he will clearly be amongst the 25 best quarterbacks in the country this year. Jake Bentley is the next guy on the list. Walt Tula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove I'm right.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. Gamecock Paul says, Walt, as a Gamecock fan, I appreciate the good words for Bentley, but the over-under for how many hot dogs he can eat in 10 minutes is still 1.5. I'm going under. Just not a fan, Walt. How about that? Text says, Jake is not top 25. He needs to stop being so scared. Well, you'd be scared, too, if you played behind that offensive line. See, people make ridiculous comments. No offense. Look, I mean, go watch Sam Darnold the last 2 years. Sam Darnold played scared last year. Did it stop NFL teams from drafting him at the top of the draft? No. No, he had pressure in his face. If you played behind that offensive line at South Carolina the last couple of years, you'd be scared, too. I mean, that's just a fact of life. You know, a quarterback is as good as his offensive line, with the exception of Brady. Everyone else named Brady, including Aaron Rodgers, is susceptible. Texter writes, Werner will do wonders for Bentley. Mark the tape. 3,000 yards, 25 TDs, 8 INTs. Could be way higher, but I want to stay realistic. Also, Bentley was only healthy for 3 games last year. Throwing shoulder injury. So, yeah, he's going to improve. It's a sure thing, as there is in college football. That's from Gamecock John. Yeah, look, you know, again, is Jake Bentley in the top 5 or 6 quarterbacks? Is he as gifted as a Trevor Lawrence or a Justin Fields? No. But in terms of returning quarterbacks in college football, is he a top 25 type quarterback? Yes, he is. And I think he'll play that way. And, yeah, I think he will post numbers similar to that. I think that you'll see a positive year out of Bentley. I think he's in a better position right now to have some success than he's been before. I think I've straightened the numbers out, Ramona. And so the way the numbers worked out is that Bentley is actually 19.
What? Oh, you say you don't want to use those first two as two. You want to use them as one, each number. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields.
Yeah, you can separate them to get to 25, yeah. But Bentley falls on at the spot 19 and correcting the rest of the list because the names that we added. You follow?
Well, I have 21 where he would be if you don't count that extra one. So technically I would have 20, so I'm missing somebody.
They're not missing anybody. The rest of the names will come, but he's okay. 19.
All right.
I'll explain the rest of it to you during the break, but he's 19. All right. Moving forward, Jake Bentley comes out at 19 on the list. Number 18 on the list. By the way, Texter says, also love this list. Can't wait to hear it. You do a great job with these type of things. Very well researched, presented. My orange tinted glasses just can't get past Bentley talking chunk after he got beat by 50. Wouldn't want him on my TV. Look, and I get that. I get that. I mean, I thought that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a player say. I mean, if I was putting together a list of the dumbest things any athlete or a coach or et cetera have ever said, Jake Bentley would have a couple of them. There'd be a couple Jake Bentleys on there. And of course, one of those comments would be that one, you know, to suggest that after losing by 50 that, you know, you were basically the teams were even is one of the more ridiculous things I've ever heard. But, you know, keep in mind, he was still a kid and kids say stupid things. It's just the way it is. So, you know, you get past it, you move on. I think he's going to have a big year. I think he's going to play well for South Carolina. I think he's going to lead his team to a 9-win season. So Jake Bentley makes the list at number 19. Number 18 on the list is Dwayne Haskins, the new quarterback for Ohio State. He'll still have to win the position in the fall, but I think he's going to be very good for the Buckeyes. He has a strong arm. He's athletic. Quite frankly, Ohio State, again, looked a lot better when he was on the field last year than when JT Barrett was on the field. And so I don't think there's going to be any drop off at Ohio State. I actually think that they're going to be improved at that position. If there's a drop off, it's the defensive line depth. And again, that defensive line is still going to be great, but they lost some personnel up front. But I think Dwayne Haskins is going to be a big time player for Ohio State. And I think he's going to be, I think he's going to have a good season for the Buckeyes. So we'll see. Number 17, and this is going to come as a bit of a surprise to people, I think, but 17 is Jordan Ta'amu. And if you don't know where he plays, I can't blame you. He's the quarterback at Ole Miss. And he took over about halfway through the season, and he really played well down the stretch of the year. Now, his last outing against Mississippi State didn't go very well, but he strung together three or four games where he threw for like 350 yards or more, and he ran the ball effectively. He's a dual-threat quarterback. They call him the throwing Samoan, which is not actually accurate, but he's gifted. And I think that he has the chance to be really good in that offense. And again, he claimed the job mid-season, so he's not had a lot of time. We've not seen a lot out of him. But what I have seen, he's actually named SEC Offensive Player of the Week one week down the stretch of the season, running that offense. And it was a game he threw for like 400 yards, 380 yards or something. And actually, that might have been his first start, now that I think about it. But he was very good down the stretch of the year, and I think you can expect to see more of the same from him. I think he's going to be one of the more interesting players to watch in the country. And, you know, everyone is so hyper-focused on Nick Fitzgerald in the state of Mississippi. By the season's end, it may not be Fitzgerald that they're talking about in that state. I'm guessing that it won't be. I'm thinking that it's going to be Jordan Ta'amu that they're talking about by season's end, because I think Fitzgerald is going to have, I think he's going to have an adjustment period. I think he's going to have to find his game again, and I don't think it's going to be easy. So 17, Jordan Ta'amu of Ole Miss. And that brings us up to 16. And the 16 names we have left are Kyler Murray, Brett Rippon, Kelly Bryant, Jake Fromm, Justice Hansen, Mason Fine, Ryan Finley, Justin Herbert, Mackenzie Milton, Trace McSorley, Jared Stidham, Brian Lewerke, Drew Locke, Will Greer, Khalil Tate, and Tua Tagovailoa. I actually had a test that just said that I hope Tua Tagovailoa is on that list. I mean, I've only been talking about Tua Tagovailoa since last spring. So, yeah, you could guess he would be on the list. All right, so we have 16 left, and those are the 16. Number 16 on my list is Brett Rippon. Brett Rippon is the Boise State quarterback. He's put up big numbers. I mean, Rippon's touchdown-to-interception ratio over the last couple years is like 65 to 20, something of that sort, 65 to 21 or 22. He's put up big numbers. Texter 209 says, speaking of the kid from Ole Miss, I think they're going to be much better than expected. Definitely not the West doormat. Agree or not? I do agree. In fact, I'd almost like to go back and look at their total number because I can't recall what it was. But I think offensively, Ole Miss is going to be way better than people think. And I don't think the cupboard is bare talent-wise. You don't lose all that talent overnight. In any case, Rippon is 16 on my list. And the reason, you know, again, Rippon puts up big numbers. He fits that Boise State offense. We are talking about college, so it's not about what he can do professionally. But at the same time, I have to consider elements of talent in this discussion. And this is where I think Rippon falls short to a degree. He's not a big guy. His arm strength is in the category I would define as pedestrian. You know, he throws the ball on time. He throws accurately to spots. The kid plays with some grit and some toughness. There's a lot to like collegially. I think the kid is capable of winning a lot of games collegiately. But at times, he's even been pulled. He was pulled once or twice last year. Now, whether there were some, you know, hidden injury there or not, I can't be sure. In any case, I can't put Brett Rippon higher than 16. I think he's a good college quarterback. I think he's going to have another big year. I think statistically, I think he'll throw for, you know, 35 touchdowns against probably 10 interceptions, and he'll lead Boise State to a 10-win season. But I can't put him higher than this based on what I see as his ceiling. Let me tell you about priority one, where they have no ceiling when it comes to your security. Priority one does security better than anyone else. That's just the way it is. They, first of all, they're good people. They're the kind of people you want to do business with. When we had our Tigers for Tatas drive, they matched every dollar. That's who they are. But when it comes to your security, they're way more than that. Their acumen, their knowledge is unparalleled. Their technology is tip of the spear. They customize every system. So, you know, you will not have the same system as your neighbor might based on the layout of your property, the need to protect certain elements of your property, these type of things. Priority One will evaluate all of it and determine how to best fit your security needs. This is true whether it's a residential application or whether it's a commercial application. That's priority one. They also have the fastest response time in the industry. So when you're checking boxes about either residential or commercial security, no one does it like my friends at Priority One. Call them today. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400, 288-1400. It's Priority One. Call them. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. You want in on this discussion of the best quarterbacks in college football for 2018? You're welcome to. 654-7627. Eric McClain scheduled to join me in the 5 o'clock hour.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's the Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
There are a lot of restaurants who talk about flavor, but real flavor takes practice. And here at Bojangles, we've been perfecting our one-of-a-kind recipes for 40 years.
Head to Bojangles and get 2 Cajun filet chicken sandwiches for $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zacks offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zacks Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zacks Fireworks.
A big change is coming to your walls with red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets of our best interior and exterior paints. Even better, you'll also get a satisfaction guarantee. That's money in your pocket and confidence in your project. Come in now for our best prices of the season on paint, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through July 4th via mail-in rebate. U.S. only, see store for details.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
I was skeptical at first, but I needed a change in my life. I was not happy. Let me tell you about the Health Dare and a real story, my story. I'm a father and a husband, and I weighed nearly 400 pounds, had to use a CPAP machine, was on blood pressure medicine, had severe gout so bad that I ended up in the hospital a few times. I had back pain so severe that I could barely stand. Because of the Health Dare, all that stuff is gone. I lost over 200 pounds of fat, and my wife is happy she got her old husband back. I'm living proof that with the right plan and the right team, you can change your life. I got on the right track when I found the Health Dare. The Health Dare is not a diet. It is a life-changing plan and team that can get you off those meds, lose the weight, and get you back to where you want to be. Don't wait any longer. Take the Health Dare today, and in 90 days, you'll be telling your own story. I dare you.
Go to IDareGreenville.com and get a free consultation today. That's IDareGreenville.com. IDareGreenville.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Krispy Kreme. I mean, are you kidding me? That's the answer. They're like number one, you know, like everywhere. That's Krispy Kreme. You know, Ramona, yes. I don't know if I tell you this little secret. They have the banana pudding donut.
They do.
It's all you really need to know. But yeah. But I'll tell you another little secret. They also have the strawberries and cream donut.
Yeah, I know.
And I require both those donuts, and I've had neither. And I'm not happy about it. I need the banana cream donut and I need the strawberries and cream donut from the Reese family in Anderson and Spartanburg, because that's where they do the donuts. That's where they've done the donuts since the early 60s. That's where a couple weeks ago they had the lemon glazed. And after that, they had the blueberry glazed. And now they have the strawberries and cream donut and the banana pudding donut. Are you kidding me? And they still have the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the Reese's Pieces Donut, and the Oreo Cookie Donut.
And that Oreo one, that's like my favorite one.
Yeah, I mean, they're all insanely good. And no one does donuts like the Reese family. And if you have fundraising needs like church group, youth group, any kind of group, you know, call the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. Tell them what you want to do. Tell them I sent you. They'll hook you up. I promise you. You know, what better way to raise money than through the Reese family and Krispy Kreme donuts? The Reese family, Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg. They do donuts right. Go see them today. Kirk says, crap, I forgot the banana pudding donut on Sunday. Freaking awesome. See that, Ramona? Kirk had the banana pudding donut. Freaking awesome. I want the banana pudding though. That's the one I have to have. I can live for a while without the others, but
not
now
me.
I
the
have
strawberry to, one sounds really good also.
Well, I have to have the banana pudding donut right now. I can't, yeah. I mean, I can't pick them all out at the same time. I need the banana pudding donut right now. That's a must have. When I say I need it, I don't mean one. You know, I need like a dozen of them.
Well, see, you could have one strawberry one and one peanut, banana pudding one.
That's true. And, of course, I need the New York Super Cheesecake donut, too. Okay. All right, we left off at 16 on my master list of the top quarterbacks in college football. And that brings us to 15. And 15, we're going to the state of Texas. But not for any of the quarterbacks you might be thinking of. 15, we're going to Texas, more specifically to North Texas, for Mason Fine. Mason Fine is a 5'11", one-quarter Cherokee Indian who plays quarterback for North Texas. And he honors his heritage. He's tough as nails. He's a little guy. He's 5'11", 180. He's taken some vicious hits at North Texas. But there's a toughness about Mason Fine that's hard to teach. It's hard to understand unless you've witnessed it. Fine was the conference player of the year, offensive player of the year. He threw for over 4,000 yards last year. Not only did he throw for over 4,000 yards, but in the biggest games, he played the best. He led them to a 7-1 conference record. He, in the game against Texas San Antonio, which has the best defense in that conference, certainly in the division, he trailed with 67 seconds left, 98 yards away, and rallied his team to win. You may not know the name, but you should get to know it. His name is Mason Fine. He returns all his receivers. He's going to light it up. He probably will throw for 5,000 yards and become a household name. Again, little guy, but don't let that deceive you. We're talking college football, not his potential for the National Football League. And Mason Fine is one of the finer quarterbacks in the game of college football. He's at 15. Number 14 on my list is a guy who really hasn't played yet. Well, he's played, but not much, and not always at quarterback. His name is Kyler Murray of Oklahoma. Kyler Murray makes the list here because he's a mature kid. He obviously was drafted highly in the Major League Baseball draft. He's been patiently waiting his turn. I have no idea what happened at A&M. Or why he chose to leave there. But Kyler Murray, I have to track back all the way to his high school days where he led his high school team to a 42-0 record, never lost a game. If you go back and you watch Kyler Murray's film, his foot quickness and elusiveness is unbelievable. I've said this before, but he may be quicker and more elusive in the pocket than Johnny Manziel. Now think about that. And he will invariably put all sorts of pressure on opposing defenses because of that mobility, just as Manziel did. You know, obviously Oklahoma lost a great quarterback in Baker Mayfield, and it's going to be difficult to replace Baker Mayfield. But Kyler Murray can do a lot of those same things. And trust me, they know that at Oklahoma. And that's why they were so desperate to have him come back and play football this year. I think Kyler Murray is going to have a really big year at Oklahoma. I think he's going to step right in. Texas says that's saying a lot. It is. It is. And it's making certain assumptions based on film that I've watched a long time ago. I saw him on the field last year. I mean, they put him in as a non-quarterback at times. They put him in the slot. They did some strange things with him because of his athleticism. He's a unique athlete, and his quickness and elusiveness is going to prove problematic for everybody they play. He's going to put a lot of pressure on opposing defenses. So Kyler Murray makes my top 25 quarterback list at number 14. Number 13 on my list. And this is a tough call. But number 13, I'm going Kelly Bryant. Kelly Bryant had a really good year last year. And I think Kelly Bryant has the potential to have a much better year this year. How this whole situation plays out and the ghost of Trevor Lawrence right behind him. Actually, it's not the ghost. It's the person of Trevor Lawrence right behind him. And trying to take that job. What it does to Kelly Bryant and his confidence, I don't know. I don't know. You know, last year you started to develop this Kelly Bryant persona, this whole Kelly B thing, which I didn't really think was him anyway, having spoken to the young man several times. He is gifted. He's a ridiculously good athlete. I think he was made to run this offense. I think he threw the ball much better than people think. I think we often remember the last thing that we saw, and the last thing that we saw with Kelly Bryant wasn't good. But I can tell you this, not a lot of it was his fault. Some of it was, but not a lot of it. It was the situation. It was his skill position players weren't mature enough to compete against the physically mature and gifted defensive skill position players of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And as a result, Clemson played a poor offensive game and lost to Alabama. Well, you know, here's a newsflash for you. Everybody lost to Alabama. And I don't believe that Deshaun Watson would have beaten Alabama last year. Not with that group of personnel. And it didn't help that both Etienne and T. Higgins apparently got banged up relatively early in that game. None of those things helped Kelly Bryant. I think Kelly Bryant, to me, has the potential to move either way on this list. If he builds on what he did last year, he has the potential to soar up this list. If he teeters and falls due to confidence issues or due to Trevor Lawrence being behind him or threatening his job or any of that stuff, then he could fall the other way. He could fall the other way and Trevor Lawrence could rise. It's conceivable to me. It's certainly conceivable to me. So for right now, I'm sort of playing it in the middle with Kelly Bryant because that's my best position on it. I will tell you this. I really believe this. I think if Trevor Lawrence were not at Clemson this year, I think Kelly Bryant would lead Clemson to the national championship and wind up being a top five guy on this list. How the dynamics of the whole, I mean, realize, you know, he was taking over for Deshaun Watson in a really difficult situation, replacing a legend who had just won a national championship. Smart people didn't think he was going to play quarterback at all. Dial Clark thought he was going to be moved to tight end. And he wasn't alone. A lot of people thought that. A lot of people didn't believe in him at all. And yet, he overcame all of that and played well and demonstrated toughness and scored surprisingly well in most of the Pro Football Focus categories. did all those things. And yet people act like he was garbage. Well, he wasn't garbage. Texture says, I wish more people understood quarterback playing, could see how effective Bryant was last year. Stats don't tell the whole story. He carried the offense. You know, that's exactly right. And there were individual games that he did carry the offense. He did carry the offense. Like the Auburn game, where he was the offense. Texas says, you can say Watson wouldn't have beat that team last year, and I could agree, but Watson, almost 900 yards offense in two games against two better Bama defenses. I wouldn't say they were better Bama defenses. I mean, Watson tore up Bama. There's no question about that. But keep in mind, Deshaun beat Bama on what basically amounted to the game's final play with Gallman, with Mike Williams, with Jordan Leggett. Clemson had mature skill position players to go up against Alabama. They didn't have any of that last year. And 12 Alabama players were drafted. So, you know, I wouldn't say that. I mean, really, most of that whole defense was drafted. The entire secondary was drafted. Texas, I'm not even a Clemson fan, but I like Bryant. He ignores the people that bashed him 1 minute, praise him the next. He does his own thing and makes stuff happen. That's exactly right. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Austin, you'll be first up. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Look, Joe's an incredible place. I mean, you're thinking about a place to go eat the next few days. Take the family, head out to Joe's, and it's incredibly affordable. You know, your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, cheesy goodness. And they serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. You dip those cheesy garlic knots in that sauce, it's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. Mangia. You'll thank me later. You go to the appetizers, the meatball sliders, the pepperoni twist platter, the meatballs and marinara. It's all unbelievable. That's before you even start to think about your dinners. The lasagna, real authentic lasagna, the chicken parmesan, the taste of Italy. The pizza, which is award-winning. The desserts, which are all homemade, with the exception of the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York and is the finest cheesecake on the face of the earth. I promise you, it's a road rage guarantee, which I've been at over 70% for 7 years. Take it to the bank. Get to Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. You'll thank me later. Quick break. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah! Ooh-wee! You talk about lip-smacking, finger-licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at Henrik.